story is true.
Milwaukee's Hometown Morning Show. Exposing hometown idiots. Dairyland's dumbasses.
Great moment there, dumbass.
11th Ave for parties that are intoxicated and use the sweat to go down the stairs. One of them has a gash to their head.
Western Avenue in the basement. Management is saying the laundry machines are being broken into, and they also have a video of a female prostituting on the washing machines.
There's a male that's holding a sign that says, "Too ugly to be a stripper." He's a male white wearing a hat, and he has a beard, a jacket, and blue jeans, and he's also yelling at vehicles that are passing by.
We saw a Taco Bell for a female in the drive-thru. She's going to be in a dark Dodge Ram, refusing to leave. She's upset because her Crunchwrap Supreme didn't have enough beef on it, and she's refusing to pay for a double beef.
The Red Envoy, the male driver, is going to be a Brett Farm impersonator.
Dumbass.
Dumbass.
He was just a dumbass.
You're a dumbass.
Daddy's a dumbass.
What a dumbass.
Dumbass.
Alexa, who am I?
I'm talking to dumbass.
Today we're going to bring you full circle. From the beginning to the end, it will all tie together.
Okay.
We'll start with Sergeant Irv in Waukesha. Thank you, Sergeant Irv. Wednesday, March 20th, 4:30 in the afternoon, two larger males were reportedly wrapping a smaller male in a blanket, like a little burrito, and taking pictures of him while sitting on a bench by the playground on East Garfield Avenue. Police reported that they were cutting a friend's hair, and they were advised to find a better location and to clean up the hair when they're done.
There's more to that story.
Oh, yes, there is.
Way more. Thank you, John McGivern.
Uh-huh.
Let's stay in Waukesha for the next one. A man who was fishing in front of a sign that says "No fishing allowed" near Barstow Street advised of the DNR ban until May 1st. He left without incident and without dinner.
Well,
I mean,
you got to follow those rules. You need a license, and it's not fishing season yet.
This next one just makes me angry. It will make you angry, too. 5:26 p.m. in Waukesha, a customer at Texas Roadhouse handed a clearly underaged female hostess his name, number, and hotel room number with a suggestive message, which made her obviously uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
He refused to answer police officers' phone calls and knocks on his door. He was advised via voicemail and text that he was no longer welcome at the restaurant. He texted back saying, "Leave me alone." I didn't know you could do that to the police.
I didn't either.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Creep.
City of Wisconsin Rapids. A woman said she went to her neighbor's house to, quote, walk a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And saw someone slumped over in a driver's seat. They were just taking a nap.
What do you mean, walk a cat?
That's exactly what you can
walk a cat.
Why?
Some of them like to go out and just like dogs do.
You put a leash on them?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you would have to, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
They'd never come back.
Right.
So they're really not pets. They're hostages when you think
of
it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Some of them will walk a couple feet and then on the ground because that's time to rest.
City of Green Bay, police respond to a report of a disturbance involving a man and two women. One of the women told officers that she'd returned home and found this unknown woman in her house with her husband. The other woman explained to the police that she was just there to, quote, purchase a used fish tank she saw on Facebook Marketplace.
Likely story.
Mm-hmm. I believe John needs to weigh in on this.
There's more to that story.
Thank you very much. All right, next up, this is a warning. We've told you this before. Do not put checks in the United States Postal Service blue mailboxes.
It's a real problem with
that.
It
is a huge problem. This one is from the Greendale Notable Police Activity Blotter, and it says Milwaukee County Sheriff's reporting they had a subject in custody for possession of several stolen checks, and three of the checks belonged to Village of Greendale residents. Owners reported that they had dropped these checks in the USPS containers in Greenfield and West Allis.
Mm.
No loss to victims, fortunately, in this incident.
But it happens all the time. You just can't.
They steal them, and then they do something called whitewashing the check.
Uh-huh.
And they whitewash it and put on there whatever they want, and you get screwed. Sheboygan, the night scanner, 10:50 p.m. Someone tried lighting the stop sign on fire.
Okay. Why?
I don't know.
There's more to that story.
Thank you to Reed for this one. Reed sent this in. He's a Dairyland Dumbass deputy now. Walworth County reprinting this out of Dane County. Dane County call, male in car with his arm stuck in the center console.
Ooh.
All right, hundreds of comments, yeah. As you can imagine. Jeff said, have the thoughts and prayers unit been dispatched yet?
Nice.
Amy Joe. Okay, I'm in my car as I'm reading this, and now I put my arm in the center console, and I am still trying to figure out how they did that.
Uh-huh.
And then Kevin said, center consoles are like the Venus flytraps of automobiles. They oftentimes use a KFC barbecue sauce to bait their prey. And when the unsuspecting human reaches in for that succulent brown sugar ketchup, that's when they latch on. The trick is to stay calm.
Maybe get some butter.
Maybe. And since it is a Flashback Friday, dumbass from 2018 City of Brookfield. I told you it was going to come full circle, right? Mm-hmm. Remember the first one?
Yes.
The pictures.
Burrito. Mm-hmm. Pictures, yeah.
A passerby called police to report seeing a man running around naked outside the former Babies R Us location. This, once again, was in Brookfield. And it says, responding officers found the man was not naked, but rather wearing a mankini, the same sort of mankini that Borat wears in the movies. The man told police his friends were taking pictures of him in the mankini.
Mm-hmm.
Police told the group to find another location to take, quote, those kinds of pictures.
Or maybe a new hobby, yeah. You know.
Now remember, that was a Flashback Friday crime, so... It's entirely possible they've all moved on to Waukesha now.
And burritos.
And I can't wait to see that portfolio of that art studio that's creating these fantastic pictures.
It's
going to
be beautiful. If you find a crime that fits, click on the link. It's on our website. We'd love to deputize you. Go to WKLH.com, and that is your Dairyland Dumbass Update for this Friday morning.